Tell us a little bit about the Second Wind Tour. What will people learn?
Well, mainly a new way of looking at life and aging in our society. We're really traveling the country, painting an enthusiastic picture of the opportunities created by aging.
And in particular, what you promote is a slower and more connected way of living and working as we age. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, actually, we see normal human aging as being actually an ideal antidote to some of the biggest problems we have in American society. For example, living too fast, living in a way that calls for another way of living. We think aging opens a door into a slower, more thoughtful, deeper way of living, and that our society needs that right now.
And why so? Why is this such a critical need?
Well, I think that when we find ourselves kind of living out of balance, it's not just a problem for adults. I think our overemphasis on speed and productivity has been harmful to very young people and also harmful to older people. So what we do is use art, theater, music, spoken word, film, all combined into what we think is a really fun, interesting, thought-provoking afternoon where we're interested in helping people reimagine their lives and think about possibilities in new ways.
And it's exciting to think about that. Some interesting bullet points that will come out of your talk and your presentation. Mm-hmm. You really promote the idea, this is interesting to me, that more healthcare doesn't necessarily mean better care. Can you talk a little bit about that when it comes to senior citizens and how they interact with the healthcare system?
Well, I'm a medical doctor and a geriatrician. It's kind of interesting that I'm getting to travel the country with this kind of theater production. But the reason I'm doing it is because one of the reasons I'm doing it is I believe in the Goldilocks principle. When it comes to healthcare and medical treatment, you don't want too little and you don't want too much. You want what's just right.
That's a tricky business, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the tricky business. You know, anybody can give you too much health care. That's pretty easy to do. But getting you the Goldilocks just right amount of health care, that takes some thinking. And that also, I will say, takes some thinking on part of the patient. So knowing what we want, why we want it, what we don't want, why we don't want it, those are really important questions that we all actually have an obligation to wrestle with.
You also really encourage people to embrace slowness in lots of areas of their life, whether mm-hmm. it's the food they eat, the way they talk to other people, the way they just go about their lives. What are the benefits of that for all of us?
Well, one of the things that slow, the reclaiming of slow, can do for us is allow us to see below the surface. When we live very fast lives and we're always rushing and always going here and there, it's painfully easy to miss the deeper, more important parts of life, the parts of life that matter the most. And so part of slowing down is concentrating on relationships, authenticity, emotion, feeling, and those things are valuable tools that can help us live a better life.
Create better
communities.
Mm-hmm. And the last point I wanted to ask you about, you really are big on people supporting their local communities. Why is mm-hmm. that so beneficial to our health?
Well, you know, we've got a kind of a crazy idea out there that that aging is something you do solo. And we argue that aging is a team sport. And we actually need older people more than they need us. Throughout human history and around the world, older people have been the glue that bring us together. And also, I have to say, older people have a lot to teach us about how to reimagine our lives.
It's fascinating to speak with you. And again, you'll be here 1 week from today as part of your Second Wind Tour.
I know. And I'll just say that if you go to secondwindtour.org, and just click request a ticket. You can get a free ticket to the show. AARP has made a block of tickets available to your listeners and to people in Jacksonville. And you can be part of the exploration, part of the journey, part of the fun.
Excellent. Dr. Thomas, thanks for calling into the show. We appreciate it.
You betcha. Bye-bye.